Given the composition of our legislature, I think it's a good chance it will pass. I have some difficulty with some of the features of the bill. I know a lot of teachers. I work with teachers every day, and most of those teachers are not in education for the money. So I don't know that a merit pay system will be that effective. The research on that has not been clear. It's mixed.
Well, now, as an education policy researcher, you have looked at programs around the country. Are there states or districts where teacher merit pay type programs are succeeding, and what makes those programs effective?
I think if it's structured correctly, if you look at states like Delaware and Tennessee, with the race to the top monies that have come down, they have brought all the stakeholders to the table. They have brought teachers' unions, teachers, business people, community leaders, parents. That tends to work. I think most teachers are not afraid of accountability. They welcome accountability. I think what stops most of us is that you're going to base pay on one test measure. If you are going to take test scores as a piece of it, and then you're going to factor in other variables that would impact that teacher or that student, I'm fine with it, and I think most educators are as well.
Well, just to clarify, when Florida applied for the federal Race to the Top education money this second time, they did bring the teachers' union and other stakeholders into the process, and that proposal did get the federal funding. But going back to your concern about the FCAT being the only measurement used to evaluate teacher performance, what other factors or metrics could be used? What do you suggest?
I like to see assessment that's based on the curriculum. Now, certainly the FCAT does that. However, you can't just wait and test in the spring to find out how children are doing. You have to have ongoing assessment. I would favor something that was based out of the curriculum, and we have pieces of that in place now. We have the FAIR test for reading. We have a math assessment that we use that teachers are now looking at this data practically every week at grade levels and looking at the data to figure out how does this change what I do in the classroom tomorrow. That's how you reform education. When you have information coming to you in a timely fashion that allows you to change the way you teach in order to meet the needs of those learners in your classroom.
Well, let's look at some of the other education-related matters under discussion in Tallahassee. Newly elected State Senator David Simmons, he's a Republican from Altamont Springs, has said he intends to file a bill that would extend the school day. Is there research that you're aware of to suggest whether that would improve the quality of education?
There is research for that. In Volusia County, we started a plus one program years ago. We piloted it at one of our elementary schools. We saw immediate academic gains with the children who were in the classes to which we added 1 hour. But let me caution you, just adding 1 hour to the school day is not going to result in academic gains. You have to add quality education. If you look at some of the very successful charter schools that are out there, they have longer school days, they have Saturday field trips, they have longer school years. So I think we need to look at those variables that have been effective in student achievement.
Okay, well, finally, Dr. Hines, I'd like to get your take on class size. You know, many school districts around the state are struggling to comply with Florida's new class size caps. I think most teachers would probably say they prefer to teach a smaller class and spend more time with each student. But is there actually research indicating that a smaller class size equals a better teaching environment?
It does for the primary grades. Smaller class sizes are needed in the primary grades, K, kindergarten, first and second. Third grade and above, you don't have research support for small class sizes. I think what we've seen in Florida is somewhat of a backlash. If you're going to hold me accountable for test scores, then I want to have a number of students that I feel I can impact. And don't give me 30 or 35 because I don't think I can make the changes in all 30 or 35 of them that I need to. But if you were asking about the research is there for kindergarten, first and second, not for third and above.